You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Call it high-level hand-holding or hand-wringing or commiseration, but the G20 are getting together in Washington today and tomorrow. It's a combination of world leaders from emerging market countries like China, India, and Brazil, and Saudi Arabia, with the good old G7 industrial nations, the U.S., Germany, and the U.K. At the top of the agenda, of course, is the financial crisis. But how can a traditionally ceremonial meeting actually create policy and develop a consensus to do something about it? We thought we would take a look at the G20 meeting that's teeing up tonight and tomorrow from the perspective of one of those G20 nations and a journalist who's going to be covering it. And so we've invited Markus Zehner from the Handelsblatt newspaper based in Dusseldorf to join us from Washington. Markus, thanks for being a part of the program.
Good morning.
From the perspective of a German journalist, and of course we should note that yesterday Germany officially indicated that it's been in recession for two quarters and that the nation is shrinking. The entire Eurozone is apparently in recession. What is your headline as you begin to take a look at what these 20 leaders might actually produce out of this meeting?
Well, given the fact that we have an outgoing administration and an incoming administration and being in the phase of transition, In the United States, I think there isn't that much we can expect. But on the other hand, I think the Europeans want to seize the opportunity of having that kind of a bit of a power vacuum in Washington and to table their own plans. And it looks how to revamp the financial architecture. And it looks as if at least the Germans will come up with a plan that will be pretty strongly debated in Washington.
So you sense that the Germans are going to try to take a leadership role in the vacuum that exists here in Washington. I'm wondering if the Germans are under some pressure to further reduce interest rates. Certainly Deutsche Bank has been, or the German Central Bank has been criticized, and the Europeans generally have been criticized for not lowering interest rates fast enough, and that possibly this recession is one of the consequences. How are you viewing that?
Well, that's correct. I mean, the Germans are under pressure to do something on the interest rates, but I think the main difference between the United States and the Europeans is that the Europeans are looking very much into what can we do about regulation, while the Americans at the same time are looking at what can we do against recession. So I think that the Germans and French that they will try to table something that is effectively strengthening regulation.
But the leadership plan coming from France and Germany will have to be implemented with American dollars from the U.S. Treasury. So it's a slightly strange position where perhaps European leaders are coming up with the policy solutions, but it's Washington that's going to have to come up with the actual money.
That's correct. And so we will see whether we really have an outcome that's viable. I think that's just a starting point, this G20 summit, and we're going to see really something substantial much more in the future. But let me just stick for a moment on what we might be seeing on in terms of regulation. I think that the Germans really want to do something against hedge funds, want to have much more control over hedge funds. They want to regulate the rating agencies. And they want to do something about the gray zones. I mean, I'm talking about the offshore banking places like the Cayman Islands and others. And I think that's something they want to have debated here on the summit.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel was one of the first European leaders to come out very strongly, not only critical of the U.S., but also pushing for international cooperation. Is there some kind of symbolism that's worth noting that this international gathering is actually happening, and how do you think that plays into the situation?
I mean, that plays into the question of the format. I think that the G20 meeting, that's very notable because G20 are representing two-thirds of the world population, and it's the emerging markets that are actually producing the growth we still see on a global scale. So I'm wondering whether this G20 is actually indicating that we're not going to see much more of the G7, that in future conferences it has to be the G7 plus India plus Brazil and certainly plus China. Just keep in mind that the Chinese delegation is going to be here with about 100 people. So they're really going to make a great impression here.
And all of those emerging markets are going to be talking about the issue of decoupling, where the assumption was that these emerging markets were immune from the traditional business cycles, and now we're seeing that that's not the case. But Marcus, let's just get real here on the last question. I mean, if you really want to get on the front page of Handelsblatt, what you need to do is go to Reagan Airport there, hop on a plane to Chicago, and track down Barack Obama, correct?
Absolutely right. And I mean, that's basically, I mean, that's the weak point of the whole summit. We're talking here with an outgoing administration, and we don't know really what it's worth, what they are saying, while Barack Obama is on the sidelines. And there was some hope, actually, on part of the Germans that there might be a meeting between Angela Merkel and Barack Obama. That's not going to happen. So the big headlines, no, I don't see them.
All right. Well, Marcus, thanks so much for being a part of the program.
Thank you.
Marcus Zehner from the Handelsblatt newspaper based in Dusseldorf with a German journalist perspective of the G20 summit that's assembling now in Washington, D.C. Adora?
And speaking of President-elect Barack Obama.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.